From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come your way on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio Program. And today, we continue our study from one verse and one phrase in that one verse, in the book of Philippians chapter 4. We are talking about standing fast in the Lord this week. And in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, the Word of God says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Now, I know that most of us cannot hear each other. Now, some of you, if you're driving down the highway in your car, or a number of you are sitting around the radio listening to the program today, you can hear each other. I know I cannot hear you. But, you know, let's just say that little phrase together. Does that sound all right? The phrase that says, "So stand fast in the Lord." Let's say it together, all right, on the count of three. One, two, three. So stand fast in the Lord. Thank you. You know, that's a very, very significant phrase, and that's what we've been looking at throughout the course of this week. And if you've missed any of the messages, I would encourage you to request them. At the end of the program, Jim will be back to give you the information as to how you can request them. But when we are talking about standing fast in the Lord, to stand fast means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. Pretty simple. To stand fast means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. Now, I mentioned yesterday when we looked at the foundation of standing fast that that phrase, stand fast, is really one Greek word, and it basically is a military term used to describe a soldier standing at his post. In other words, a soldier is to make certain that no matter what takes place, no matter what the opposition is, he or she does not turn and run, but does exactly what the order calls for. And that's what we are told to do here. You see, every Christian is under the attack from the world and the flesh and the devil every day. Every day, multiple times throughout the course of the day. And when we are under that attack, we are as a soldier to stand fast in the Lord. Now, yesterday we looked at the foundation of standing fast, and I mentioned that the foundation of standing fast is being certain of our salvation and being certain of our sanctification, that is, making sure that we are growing in Christ. Today, we look at the focus of standing fast. And that really asks the question and answers it, why should we stand fast? What's the reason for standing fast in the Lord? Well, obviously, because it tells us to do so. But let's elaborate upon that a little bit. The reason why you and I should stand fast in the Lord, beloved, is so that we may obey the Scripture, so that we may obey the Word of God. I shared with you a couple of days ago how many times that concept of standing fast in the Lord or being steadfast in the Lord is emphasized down throughout the pages of Scripture. It's emphasized over and over again, and so it's something that we should do. But the fact of the matter is, you and I should determine every day to live in obedience to God's Word. And so if the Word of God says, stand fast, let's do it. I'm thinking of the words that are found back in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26 and verse 16, where it says this, "This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul." By the grace of God and by the power and the enablement of the Holy Spirit, you and I should determine to obey the Word of God every day of our lives. And here we are told to stand fast. Let's determine to do it. Let's allow the Spirit of God to give us the strength to do it so that we will obey the Scripture. Secondly, we are to focus on standing fast in order to bear fruit for the glory of God. To bear fruit for the glory of God. That is to live out the Christian life. To have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. To see souls come to Christ and so forth. Because keep in mind that Christ saved us and called us to bear fruit for His glory. Remember in John chapter 15 and verse 16. John chapter 15 and verse 16, Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." You see, you are saved, dear Christian, to bear fruit for the glory of God, to represent Christ, to show Christ, to live for Christ. And that can only be done when you stand fast in the Lord. Thirdly, the focus of standing fast is to portray Jesus Christ in our life. To portray Jesus Christ in our life. Do you realize that you are here to represent Jesus Christ in everything that you say and do? Do you recognize that, dear Christian? You know, when we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." And one of the new things that we become when we trust Christ as Savior is to be His ambassador, is to represent Him. Verse 20 of that same chapter, 2 Corinthians 5, says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." We, as born-again believers, every one of us, are representatives of Jesus Christ, and we are to portray Christ in the world. And that's why it's important that we stand fast in the Lord. You see, if we are not living out the biblical worldview, if we do not have a firm foundation on the Word of God, we will not be able to represent the Lord in the world around us. So let us stand fast. Number four, another reason, another element of the focus of standing fast in the Lord is so that we might encourage others. Encourage others. We need each other. We should not be separated from each other. We should be consistently edifying and building each other up in the faith. And we should do that consistently and constantly. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 3 and verse 13, it says, "Exhort one another daily," daily, "while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Wow. You see, when you and I stand fast in the Lord, then we can encourage others and help others to overcome sin in their lives, and that is so significant. That is so important. Let us stand fast. And then, finally, at least as it relates to our program, there are many, many more principles of the focus of standing fast that I could give. But finally, we are to stand fast in the Lord so as to honor God. Honor our God in everything that we do. You know, in Psalm 34 and verse 3, it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Listen to that verse again. Psalm 34 and verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, that word magnify means to lift up, means to enlarge. You know, just like if you had a magnifying glass and put that magnifying glass down upon the pages of your Bible and the words that are there in the Bible, what would it do to those words? It would make them larger so that they would be easier to be seen. You and I are to so stand fast in the Lord that in our relationship to others on earth, they will see how great God is. The focus of standing fast in the Lord, to obey Scripture, to bear fruit, to portray Christ, to encourage others, and to honor God. I ask you today, my dear friend, and I trust that you know Christ as Savior. I hope I'm talking to everybody who's born again. In fact, I would put it this way. I hope that everybody I'm talking to is born again. If you're not, please call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. But here's the question. Are you standing fast in the Lord? And remember, to stand fast means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. Now, we've looked at the foundation of standing fast yesterday. Today, we noted the focus of standing fast. The Lord willing, tomorrow, we will study the form of standing fast. That is, how are we to do it? So I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we conclude our study. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, to which we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.